Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week segment. Today we're going to be considering two words that are very similar to one another. They're words that are based on the same structure in the Greek language, and both terms that apply to people's beliefs today about God. Those words are atheist and agnostic. Most of you probably know the simple definition of both atheist and agnostic. An atheist is literally someone who says there is no God. That's what the word itself means. An agnostic, the word means no knowledge. It describes the type of person who says there's some higher spiritual power out there, but I don't know anything about it. I can't say who it is or what religion it belongs to. In America, we have seen a recent uptick in people who claim to be atheists, or they might call themselves religious nuns, N-O-N-E. That they don't belong to any particular religious belief. But we're also seeing many people gravitating towards agnosticism because the idea of agnosticism is pretty attractive, because you can say, okay, there's a God, but I can keep myself open to all types of beliefs. I don't have to limit myself to one particular religion or confession about God. That's very attractive to people to be able to do, because then they can call themselves religious, but they don't have to take a specific creed. It's not surprising that both atheists and agnostics do not want to listen to what the Bible has to say about God. When we dig into the Bible, what we see is that God's revelation to us about who He is and what He's done is very specific. So specific, in fact, that there is no room to say there is no God. There's also no room to say we just don't know enough about God. One passage that comes to mind is Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. There we see not only the foolishness labeled to the one who wants to deny God's existence, but also one of the reasons why so many people do deny a specific God and teachings about God. It's because one of the things that God tells us in His Word is that we're sinners. For those who don't want to listen to that message, it's much easier to act like God doesn't exist, or to act like we can't really say anything definite about God. But the Bible gets even more specific about it. Romans chapter 1 says, "Since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they," that is, unbelievers, "are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful." Romans describes a group of people that knew God existed, but did not want to believe in Him, did not want to glorify Him. And it says that those people don't have an excuse before God, because they can clearly see His power from His creation. The Bible makes it very clear that the creation of God begs the question of God's existence. It shows us that there is a higher power out there. That's why we see many people nowadays becoming agnostic, because the entire premise of having no God whatsoever is just very, very illogical in the age in which we live in, because we're seeing so much proof for order and logic and design and wisdom in the creation around us. And the Bible tells us thousands of years ago that that was already the case. Back then, if you jump into the next chapter of Romans, Paul also writes there that Gentiles, that is those who do not believe, although they don't have the law, they don't have the Word of God, they know the Word of God, they know that law written on their hearts, that God, through His creation, through His design of the human nature, the human will, has programmed us with His basic moral law on our hearts. That's another reason why there's no excuse to deny God, because we know right and wrong. We all have a basic sense of morality in our hearts because God created us that way. That inner sense, that inner conscience, as we call it, is meant to drive us to find God. It's meant to lead us to the scriptures, where we see here's who the real God is, and here's what he's done for me. This God answers my questions. This God fulfills promises that I need in my life. One of the most clear sections on the existence of God and the consequences of denying him is actually the verses right after the most famous passage of the Bible. Many people know John 3:16. Almost everyone knows it, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But many people leave out or forget the very verses that follow that. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in Jesus is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. God gives us that beautiful gospel promise in his word, but then reminds us there's a consequence to denying this. And God sent his Son into the world to save us. God gave us his creation to give us evidence of him. God created us with a conscience to bear witness of his existence so that we would find out who he is in the scriptures, and we would have that fulfillment by faith in Jesus Christ. And so we are living in an age where if so many people are identifying themselves as either atheist or agnostic, we have a real opportunity here as Christians to fill in the gaps there, to help them see that God's testimony has been consistent from the very beginning, and it's all built around his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And through Jesus, we have eternal life.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.